Kia ora, talofa, bula, malele, and welcome to Season 9, Episode 8 of Breakfast Bites by tevovodigital.com, a wrap of Pacifica People's sports news on a sunny and bright Wednesday morning, 10 April 2024, coming to you with tons of anisi from the 180th Meridian in the middle of the Blue Continent. In rugby, some social media rugby experts are blaming one-sided match officials for picking on the Fijian draw and frustrating players as the main reason for the big loss to the Melbourne Rebels last weekend. Well, I beg to differ and say rubbish. No matter what happens on field, there's no place for player indiscipline and striking out against opposition players. In football, anonymous online supporters of the Islamic terror group ISIS have issued a threat to soccer stadiums across Europe ahead of major games in the quarterfinals of the UEFA Champions League being played this morning. A post disseminated this week by the pro-ISIS online media outlet Al-Izaim Foundation showed graphic imagery of a gunman in a balaclava with the message "Kill them all" in large text. The post lists Paris's Parc de France and Madrid's Santiago Bernabeu as targets. Yesterday, Real Madrid and Manchester City drew 3-3 without incident, and Arsenal drew 2-2 with Bayern Munich in Germany. In sports biz, with Caitlin Clark being the biggest story in sports TV ratings for the finals title game, where South Carolina beat her team Iowa 87-75, peaked at a whopping 24 million and averaged 18.7 million TV viewers. ESPN said it was the most watched basketball game since 2019, beating the ratings for every sporting event outside of football and the Olympics in that period. In rugby league, Lord Nelson Asofa Solomona has been listed on the extended bench and could be a late inclusion to play his first NRL game for the season in the Melbourne Storm versus Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs at Amy Park, 6 p.m. on Friday night. And in WWE wrestling, the WWE finally gave fans what they wanted. Cody Rhodes ended Roman Reigns' historic 1,316-day run as world champion to conclude WrestleMania 40. Unsurprisingly, the match, contested under bloodline rules, also known as no disqualifications, featured a heavy dosage of interference, with Rhodes' friends, and also some with little to do with him, helping him overcome Reigns' allies, including The Rock. And that's a wrap. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons below if you want to receive more Pacifica sports highlights on Breakfast Bites. Mahalo and ka kite. For tevovodigital.com, I'm Calden Kamea, thanking you all to Mars for all your love and support.